This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. The White House is downplaying a U.S. government report projecting a near doubling of COVID-19 daily deaths in the United States by June the 1st. White House spokesman Judd Deere took issue Monday with a Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report that also forecasts about 200,000 new coronavirus cases each day by the end of the month. That's up from 25,000 cases now. The information is based on government modeling pulled together in a chart form by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and published Monday by the New York Times. In a statement Monday, Deere said it is not a White House document, nor has it been presented to the Coronavirus Task Force or gone through interagency vetting. This data is not reflective of any of the modeling done by the task force or data that the task force has analyzed. The spokesman said the health of the American people remains President Trump's top priority, and that will continue as we monitor the efforts by states to ease restrictions. The government report said the number of coronavirus fatalities could reach 3,000 a day in 4 weeks. That's up sharply from the current figure of about 1,750, according to the New York Times. The United States has sought to combat the spread of the coronavirus for about 7 weeks, but President Donald Trump has ended his stay-at-home directives that shut down much of the U.S. economy through April. Italy is among the countries easing social distancing restrictions on Monday, including reopening factories, construction sites, hairdressers, and libraries. Other countries reopening include Germany, Spain, Nigeria, Azerbaijan, Malaysia, and Lebanon. In Spain, some small businesses such as hairdressers can reopen for individual appointments, and schools are starting to open in Germany. VOA News. The World Health Organization hailed the billions of dollars raised Monday during a teleconference of world leaders to boost development of a coronavirus vaccine as a strong show of global solidarity. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told a virtual briefing this was a powerful and inspiring demonstration of global solidarity. The $8.1 billion raised will go toward development and distribution of a vaccine for the virus that causes COVID-19. The U.S. Senate returned to session on Monday, more than 5 weeks after the coronavirus pandemic ended formal work on Capitol Hill. While the U.S. House of Representatives delayed a return for at least one more week, Senate leadership is examining ways to catch up either remotely or in person on the legislative branch's essential oversight and spending powers. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer has already warned House members to keep their schedules open to accommodate longer work weeks to make up for the time out of session. Traditionally, Congress recesses in August and keeps a light schedule in the fall of election years to allow House members to campaign for re-election in their home districts. A third of the U.S. senators are also up for re-election this year and will need time to campaign. Trade talks between Britain and the United States will begin by video conferencing call on Tuesday, according to a British spokesperson. Two countries seek to strike an ambitious free trade agreement after 2 weeks of what they hope will be constructive talks. Britain left the European Union in January and is now negotiating further trading terms with Brussels and other major economies. Japan's prime minister has extended a nationwide state of emergency over the pandemic until May 31st. The state of emergency imposed April 7th falls far short of measures seen in parts of Europe and the United States. With its population of 126 million, Japan has to date registered only 510 deaths linked to coronavirus. And leaders from Australia and New Zealand are discussing the possible creation of a travel agreement or travel bubble between the two nations as they begin to roll back their coronavirus-related restrictions. In March, both countries implemented strict travel restrictions banning entry to almost all foreigners. But with coronavirus outbreaks appearing to have been brought under control, Australia and New Zealand are now seriously considering lifting restrictions on flights and a possible trans-Tasman travel bubble later this year. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has accepted an invitation from Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison to join a meeting of the Australian government's National Cabinet on Tuesday to discuss the proposal. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.